You are listening to Adventist World Radio, the voice of hope, the station that cares for you. It comes to you every Wednesday.
The program that brings you everlasting life and draws you closer to God.
In our program for tonight, you'll be listening to the Word of God and Family Life Lecture.
And music will be flowing within our program. Stay tuned.
For more information about our programs, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908. Or write to us at Message of Love Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or 247, Juba, Sudan.
For more, and just listen to this beautiful song.
Let us prepare ourselves to listen to Family Life Lecture.
Brothers and sisters, I welcome you for this beautiful evening. And as we are going through with our Family Life Lecture, and it's very wonderful and very good for us to tune in and come closer to it so that we understand exactly how we can go along with our family members and how we can learn more how to fuel up our capability in the family. And the person taking you is Aruna Okumu William. And as we are going to wind up for this quarter, and tonight we're having a very fantastic topic, which says instructing children how to earn and use money. And it's very, very important, because sometimes in our families we do find difficulties in earning and using money. As we are going to see through, I hope you will take part of it and listen to it carefully so that you may not devolve any of the problems in your family in using money and how you can get it. Teach simple habits in daily life. Parents are to bring up and educate and train their children in habits of self-control and self-denial. They were ever to keep before them their obligation to obey the word of God and to live for the purpose of serving Jesus. They are to educate their children that there is need of living in accordance with simple habits in their daily life and avoid expensive dress, expensive diet, expensive houses, and expensive furniture. When very young, children should be educated to read, to write, or to understand figures to keep their own accounts. They may go forward, advancing step by step in this knowledge, but before everything else, they should be taught that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You to be considerate of family finance. Through Enara's ideas regarding the use of money, the youth are exposed to many dangers. They are not to be carried along and supplied as if they were an execrable supply from which they could draw to gratify every expose need. Money is to be regarded as a gift entrusted to us of God to do His work, to build up His kingdom, and the youth should learn to restrict their desires. Do not make your wants many, especially in income, for home expenses is limited. Bring your wants within your parents' means. The Lord will recognize and commend your unselfish effort. Be faithful in that which is least. You will then be in no danger of neglecting greater responsibilities. God's word declares, "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much." Give a lesson in money values. Money, which comes to the young with but little effort on their part, will not be valued. Some have to obtain money by hard work and privation. But how much safer are those youth who know just where their spending money comes from, who know what their clothing and food cost, and what it takes to possess a home? There are many ways in which children can earn money themselves and can act their part in bringing thanks offering to Jesus, who gave His own life for them. They should be taught that the money which they earn is not theirs to spend as their experienced mind may choose, but to use judiciously and to give to His missionary purpose. They should not be certified to take money from their father or mother and pour it into the treasury as an offering. When it is not theirs, they should say to themselves, "Shall I give of that which costs me nothing?" There is a just thing as giving and wise help to our children. Those who work their way through college appreciate their advantages more than those who are provided with them at some time else expense. For they know their cause. We must not carry our children until they become helpless burden. Parents' mistake, their duty when they freely hand out money to any youth who has physical strength to enter on a course of study to become a minister or physician before he has had an experience in youth tasking labor. Encourage children to earn their own money. Many a child who lives out of the city can have a little plot of land where he can learn to garden. He can be taught to make this a means of securing money to give to the cause of God. But boys and girls are engaged in this work, and it will, if they are rightly instructed, teach them the value of money and how to economize. It is possible for the children, besides raising money for missionary purpose, to be able to help in buying their own clothes, and they should be encouraged to do this. Discourage the reckless use of money. Oh, how much money we waste on useless articles in the house, or refresh and fancy dress, and on candies and on articles we do not need. Parents, teach your children that is wrong to use God's money in self-gratification. Encourage them to save wherever possible to be used in missionary work. They will gain rich experiences through the practice of self-denial, and just elation will often keep them from acquiring habits of interference. The children may learn to show their love for Christ by denying themselves needless strife for the passage of with much money slips through their fingers. In every family, this work should be done. It requires tact and method, but it will be the best education the children can receive. And if all the little children would present their offerings to the Lord, their gifts would be as a little rivers, when united and set flowing, would swell into a river. Keep a little money box on the mantle or in some safe place where it can be seen, in which the children can place their offering for the Lord. Thus, they may be trained for God. Teach children to pay tithe and offering. Not only does the Lord claim the tithe as his own, but he tells us how it should be resolved for him. He says, honor the Lord with all your substance and with all your first fruit of all thine increase. This does not teach that we are to spend our money on ourselves and bring to the Lord the remnant, even though it should be otherwise, an honest tithe. Let God's portion be first set apart. The direction given by the Holy Spirit through the Apostle Paul in regard to gifts present a principle that applies also to tithing. Upon the first day of the week, let every one of you lay by him in a store, as God hath proposed him. Parents and children are here included. So it's very important for us, as we are coming to the concluding part, we should also know how we should use money in our family, especially to the children, how they should earn and use money. Because if we don't put that one right, we find that our family will be in trouble. The most part is giving tithe to the God. It doesn't mean that you should give the remnant, but you give the first thing that you have yielded or that you have got in your way long. So, brothers, sisters, it's very important for you and me to give tithe and to teach children how to earn and use money. As we are coming to the end, may God bless you all. See you next quarter.
Welcome back from that great message from Family Life Lecture.
Here is good news for you. We have free Bible Correspondence School that offer courses like Basic Health, Step to Christ, Bible Discovery, the Book of Daniel, the Book of Revelation, and Personal Bible Study Guide.
Terafa, to get these courses, call us on telephone number 0782-710-908 or write to us at Message of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda, or 247, Juba, Sudan.
It is a right time to listen to the Word of God.
Brothers and sisters, I'm Pastor Lubang Felix, welcoming you to this discussion, the Bible and its message. Today we are going to share with you a topic which says God sends someone to save his people. How can God send a person to save somebody if he's not in a problem? When human beings were created, they encountered problems and were separated from God because of sin. And they were in a problem. They were in a trouble. Death, suffering, and lost. But God, through his love, sent his son Jesus to this world. But how was he sent? God spoke things ahead of time. He spoke through his prophets. Let's turn to our prophet Isaiah. Isaiah has a tremendous message for us, especially the plan of salvation. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 6. It says, "For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace." This is the kind of a person God planned to send to save his people in this world. That a child will be born and the government will be upon his shoulders. And that son will be called Wonderful Counselor, a Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and a Prince of Peace. So if there is peace today, peace comes from God. Brothers and sisters, this is wonderful. In the same book, chapter 7, verse 14, it says, "Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son and will call him Emmanuel." The son which was promised is to be called Emmanuel. What does it mean, Emmanuel? Let's turn to Matthew. Matthew can give us the meaning of Emmanuel. Matthew chapter 1, verse 21 to 23. "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. And this took place to fulfill what the Lord had said through the prophet. The virgin will be with a child and will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God with us. Amen. God sent God himself on earth to be with his people. And why was he sent? To save his people from their sins. When Adam and Eve sinned, there was no remedy, no solution. they have to continue in sin. But now a solution has been found. God himself got the solution. The solution is that Jesus has to come to this world and substitute us and give us his righteousness, his goodness, and take away our sinfulness so that we become righteous again as Adam and Eve were created. That is a plan that God had planned. And now it is you to know this plan. And that's why I am in air, so that everyone can listen to the plan of salvation. The plan of salvation has been made for everyone on earth, including you. Therefore, as you listen to this message, God has sent Jesus to substitute your sin, to save you from your sins and become righteous. This has been the good news to everyone on earth. For God saves people who are in a problem, who are in sin, so that they become saved. If it is a good news to you, take this message very serious, so that you come close to God, who has sent Jesus to save us from our sins. In the same book, John chapter 1, verse 29, it says, "The next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, 'Look, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world.'" So Jesus was sent as the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. If you are a Bible reader, you might have read what happened to the Israelites. When an Israelite sinned, he or she will bring a lamb and confess his sins to that lamb, and he slaughter it, and the priest takes the blood to the altar, to the sanctuary, and that animal will be burnt as a sacrifice for sin, which means the sin of that sinner will be transferred to that lamb. And Jesus came as a lamb. If you believe in Jesus, your sins will be transferred to Jesus. And Jesus in turn gives you back his goodness, his righteousness. Is that a bad plan? That is wonderful. I have seen nobody exchanging a criminal with a good person. Rarely is found. Therefore, brothers and sisters, God has made a very great thing, that he substituted our badness with good and took it to himself and gave us his goodness. Brothers and sisters, this is the plan of salvation. We were lost, and now Jesus came to look for us, and he wants us to be taken back home. If it is your will, today you will surrender your heart to Jesus. You will open your heart so that Jesus comes in and you become part of God's family. And Jesus takes all your sins and you receive the righteousness of Jesus. Brothers and sisters, this is the message for today. There is no any other way that we can survive in this world. But only God has taken care of us, and he has given us this chance that we may become part of God's family once again. Is this not a good news? If it is good news, say amen. Amen. Let's pray. Our Father, we thank you for having sent us Jesus. and has now taken our sinfulness and given to us the righteousness. Thank you, Father. May those who are listening, let them also give their hearts to you so that they become
thank
part
you
of your
for the words of
in
God.
Jesus name, I
and if you have questions,
amen.
Comments, suggestions, please write to us at Messages of Love, Bible Correspondence School, P.O. Box 823, Arua, Uganda. Or call us on telephone number 0782-710-908.
As we are ending our program for tonight, you'll be listening for more program next week on the same time at the same frequency. God bless you. Thank you.